First-term Republican Senator Tom Tillis has signaled that he intends to make immigration a key part of his re-election campaign. WFAE's Steve Harrison looks at how immigration is shaping what's expected to be one of the nation's most competitive Senate races.
Earlier this year, Tillis opposed President Trump's plan to declare a national emergency to fund the border wall.
Here's where I have a difference, a respectful difference of opinion with the president and the administration.
Conservatives in North Carolina were furious. Tillis then reversed himself and has wholeheartedly supported the president's agenda on immigration. For Tillis, that means talking about the border wall, whether border crossings should be decriminalized, and so-called sanctuary cities, which Tillis says include Charlotte.
Tom Tillis recently introduced a bill to give American victims the right to sue sanctuary cities and hold them accountable.
Catawba College political science professor Michael Bitzer says for Tillis,
picking the fight is what he's looking for in terms of ginning up the base. Because he's got to, even though he has cut his deal with Trump, he's got to prove his credentials.
But it's not just the Republicans who've been talking about immigration. It's been a key part of the Democratic presidential debates.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
That was from the Democratic debate in June, and all 10 candidates on stage raised their hand. State Senator Erica Smith, an attorney, and former State Senator Cal Cunningham are the two leading Democrats in the Senate race. They mostly oppose Tillis's positions on immigration, and they both say he's grandstanding on the issue. But they also differ with each other, like the question about health care coverage for unauthorized immigrants. Smith, who represents a rural northeastern North Carolina district, says those immigrants should be able to buy into government-provided health coverage. When asked about the insurance issue, Cunningham says he will release a plan later. He instead talked about the need for comprehensive immigration reform.
Look, I support a comprehensive effort to reform and modernize our immigration system. There's ample divergence of views about how best to reform immigration, and I intend to put forward a comprehensive plan later in this campaign. I think there are good bipartisan efforts underway.
Another issue that's been part of the presidential campaign: should border crossings be decriminalized? A number of Democratic presidential candidates have endorsed this idea, saying the Trump administration has used it as a pretext to separate families apprehended. Here's Smith.
It should be decriminalized. And we also should not threaten American citizens who provide water or food or some level of assistance to someone who is very much in trouble.
Cunningham disagrees.
I think that's the wrong direction. I think there needs to be a comprehensive effort to reform our immigration laws. And as a part of that, we will take on a lot of these sorts of questions. But I don't think that it's the right answer for us to decriminalize border crossings.
The biggest issue, however, is local. Should North Carolina sheriffs, including Mecklenburg's Gary McFadden, honor detainer requests from the federal government to keep unauthorized immigrants in jail, even after they've met their conditions for release? Tillis and the Trump administration have blasted McFadden for refusing to comply with the detainers. Cunningham says the federal government shouldn't question local law enforcement.
I trust the voters in Mecklenburg County to weigh in on exactly that. Here's what I know. I know that law enforcement makes difficult decisions every day. And as a United States senator, it's not my job to second guess them. It's my job to make sure they have the resources that they need to keep their communities safe.
Smith, who's African-American, took a stronger position. She says she supports McFadden and pointed out that the sheriffs being criticized are minorities.
And for me, there's an underlying tone of the majority not wanting to respect the will of the people. There were an unprecedented number of sheriffs elected in our urban centers who are minority sheriffs. And a large part of this attack on sanctuary cities is an attack on the will of the people. And for me, that is unconscionable.
Smith says the issue is also about money, and that local law enforcement should be reimbursed for the cost of holding people in jail while waiting for ICE. Mecklenburg Commissioner Trevor Fuller is also running. Fuller, who struggled to raise money, says he would consider decriminalizing border crossings and says he's, quote, not there yet when asked about extending health coverage to people in the country illegally. He says the effort to make sheriffs honor ICE detainer requests is, quote, shameful. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.